Warsaw. This is Kapilpod.com coming to you from our temporary studios just east of the Vistula. Today is Thursday, the 31st of January, 2013. On this date in 1606, Guy Fawkes is executed. 1865, the U.S. Congress passes the 13th Amendment abolishing slavery. See the movie, by the way. 1929, the Soviet Union exiles Leon Trotsky. 1943, German Field Marshal Friedrich Paulus surrenders to the Soviets at Stalingrad. 1968, Nauru gets its independence from Australia and becomes the champion of all aspiring tiny nations' independence. 1990, the first McDonald's in the Soviet Union opens in Moscow. Birthdays today are Nolan Ryan, Dick Gebhardt, Thomas Merton, Norman Mailer, Johnny Rotten, and Jackie Robinson. Famous Georgian film director Tengiz Abuladze was born today in 1924, died in 1994. He would have been 89. Today it's just me, Mark Mullen. Thanks again for posting on our forum. If you'd like to comment on our blog, ask a question, go to tpielpod.com or send us something at tpielpod@gmail.com. From a TLGer, according to the TLG website, the program has been put on hold, but they are expecting to start recruiting teachers again in the summer of 2013. Any details on why and what changes are going on in the program, would love to hear it covered in the next episode that we are now in the midst of. I don't really know anything. I mean, frankly, the government is canceling practically everything that it can think of, particularly as labor-intensive a project as Teach and Learn, which is too bad because it's a fantastic project. One thing I would consider for those of you in TLG, you've got a big constituency since you are all over the country, so your friends from back in the villages and neighborhoods that you worked in, consider having them send a letter to their majoritarian member of parliament saying they support the program, and to the Ministry of Education. Why not? It's a big, complicated, difficult program to run. It was somewhat of a labor of love. It was very much worth it in my personal view. And as far as I know, it's not clear whether they are going to continue this program. There are also comments about what a jerk Misha is, but it makes some useful points about how Misha is still making fairly insulting comments about Russia, which he's, you know, been doing forever. And, you know, some people, frankly, like quite a bit. I get a thrill from some of the more clever ones. But most recently at the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, and got in some sort of bit of a yelling match with the representative from Russia. But he's still out there doing that. My Georgian Journal and Fides Polythar column this week is about preschool, how it is the cheapest proven investment with the clearest long-term payoff, but that less than half of 3 to 5 year olds in Georgia attend preschool. Okay, here we go. On Thursday, Russian media sources quoted Mikhail Evdokimov, director of the first CIS department of Russia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, as saying that negotiations with the Georgian government about returning Georgia to the CIS have already begun. In his opinion, none of the CIS countries will be against Georgia's returning as a member. Oh, well, great. Well, we'll walk right in then. Zura Abashidze, the prime minister's special representative for Russian relations, denied that Georgia is considering returning to the CIS and that any discussions are taking place. In fact, if I remember correctly, when he was asked what Bidzina has to say about that, they were told that Bidzina was asleep. So there's much speculation as to whether or not this discussion is happening. On Friday, Prime Minister Bidzina Ivanishvili attended a closed Russian breakfast in Davos. The businessman Dato Yakovashvili and BI spoke to Russian businessmen about change in Georgia. In Yakovashvili's words afterwards, quote, he assured us that Georgia is interested in Russian investments and is open for cooperation. BI commented on the World Bank's Doing Business 2013 rankings at the breakfast, saying that it was an artificial rating. He commented that on the ninth position is not a guarantee for drawing new investments. BI said, quote, the main precondition for drawing investments under Misha was not protected in the country. I mean the protection of private property. We may lose the ninth position, but we will draw new investments. The market must be protected and competitive. Yeah, what protected and competitive means, I don't know. Misha criticized BI for this statement and said that investors should be introduced to the country positively. At a reception for leaders, BI and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev met each other, greeted each other briefly, according to Foreign Minister Maya Panjukidze. That doing business thing, what happened with that was a big portion of that was how easy it was to start a business. And there was a department originally, I think, under Panjukidze that later got folded into the Justice Ministry, that all it really did was look at the various rankings and sort of pick apart statistically how they were put together, and then figured out what could be done to influence those rankings most easily. And doing business, it turns out, if you just registered a business, could register a business very quickly, which is certainly not a bad thing, but you've got to question as how much that actually influences anybody's ability to do business. You'd shoot up in the rankings. So Georgia did that, made it so you could start a business very quickly. There was not much change in how easy it was to run a business, but that ended up moving Georgia up the ranking very quickly. At the very beginning, I mean, in 2004. Now, later on, the public registry did actually make doing business, at least insofar as how you met the state, much easier. And it's an important question as to how long that will last. Are the notaries going to come back? Is more stuff going to end up being on paper rather than being computerized? And those are all, you know, pretty important questions. United National Movement MPs Zurab Japaridze and Sergo Ratiani posted a statement on Facebook saying that the Georgian Patriarchate shouldn't make assessments about Russia that harm Georgia's interests. They also said that the church shouldn't be involved in the domestic and foreign affairs of the country. As you'll remember, the Patriarch went to Russia and not only met with the Russian Patriarch, but met with Putin and said, you know, let's everybody be friends. So these UNM MPs wrote, quote, speaking with the leader of the occupying state with reverence will not be beneficial to Georgia's interests, end quote. Representative of the Patriarch, Father Mikhail Botkoveli, stated that the UNM had a chance to solve Georgian-Russian problems over a 9-year period, and they not only failed to do so, but pushed the relations into a crisis. The investigative service of the finance ministry charged former defense minister Dato Kezadashvili with taking bribes and participating in a scheme to import alcohol illegally. According to the investigation in 2007, Kezadashvili helped businessman Nikolos Davidashvili and Yosub Imnadze import alcohol without paying customs fees. Kezadashvili received over $12 million U.S. dollars, and his illegal activities cost the state budget a total of $50 million U.S. dollars in lost revenue. If convicted, the former minister faces between 11 and 15 years in prison. Yes, he was the defense minister after Okhrashvili left, was very, very close to Misha, was sort of reputed to be the National Movement's kind of money guy, and he was the one that would, he was head of the financial police for a while when it was back in the super tough ski mask days, and he was the guy that would take over businesses and that sort of thing. What the UNM says is that all of that money was, I mean, what they will say privately, is that all of that money was party money, that none of it was for anybody individually, but certainly there was a lot of coercive taking of money, and then evidently some of this relief of customs fees. Financial police of the finance ministry detained Cesar Ciocelli, the former governor of Mzhetem-Tianeti region, who resigned from his post a month ago. He is accused of money laundering and illegally participating in business activities while acting as governor, most notably having some Turks build a basketball and tennis court at the house in Dihomi registered under his wife's name. On Saturday, Ciocelli was released on 200,000 lari bail. Later, the finance ministry reported that its investigative service began an investigation into the company Berta in connection with Ciocelli. According to the investigation, with the help of Ciocelli, the company New Energy got state funds. Then, in November 2009, Ciocelli demanded that New Energy transfer some of this money to Berta. One of Berta's founders is Ciocelli's brother, Iago. On Monday, a chief of Jara's revenue service, Gia Emiridze, was arrested. According to Georgian media sources, he was arrested for taking a bribe. Emiridze was appointed chief of Jara's revenue service by Finance Minister Nodar Khaduri in November 2012. The Interior Ministry accuses Emiridze of taking a 15,000 lari bribe from founders of Batumi-based company Black Sea Pilot Service in exchange for favorable tax treatment. Misha changed the makeup of the Pardon Commission with an executive order. There's no longer any MPs on the commission, only the public defender, and, as the document specifies, other members. Another change allows convicts to reapply to the commission only 3 months after their application is rejected instead of after 6 months, which was the rule since 2004. The president's advisors are Nino Kalandadze, Van Bybert, and Murbaz Karayev. Advisors, the head of Saakashvili's administration, Georgi Godabedidze, acting head of the administration's parliamentary relations and legislative services, Kahan Japaridze, the president's parliamentary secretary, Dmitry Zagnidze, professor of philology at Ilia State, Zurab Kiknadze, chief editor of 24-hour newspaper Mamuka Pachuashvili, writer Givi Shahnazar, and playwright Lasha Bukhadze, the Metropolitan Theodore, will be members of the reshuffled Pardoning Commission. Last Thursday, Georgian-Armenian activist Vahagn Chakhlyan, who was serving a 10-year sentence for alleged weapons possession and inciting arrest, was released. Later, Misha said that the release of Chakhlyan was BI's personal decision, and it was a mistake. In his word, Chakhlyan is an enemy of Georgian statehood. As it turns out, he was released at the request of the Armenian Patriarch. I listened to the Prime Minister's explanations and regard them utterly unsatisfactorily, end quote. According to Misha, Chakhlyan represents the Russian special services in Georgia. Later, the Armenian diocese called upon Misha and other leaders of the UNM to abstain from provocative statements. Prison Minister Sosar Subadi stated, quote, "If Chakhlyan was an agent and worked for Russian special services, why was he charged with disturbing public order? Why did Vano Medvedevashvili and the department he heads bring those charges if he was a dangerous criminal?" End quote. The thing of it is, there were a fair number of bad people in jail for things they didn't do. Not saying that this guy is bad, but there were bad people in jail, falsely accused. And it was a miscarriage of justice that they were in jail at all. But it's still dangerous that they're out now. The same goes for neighborhood thugs and drug dealers, or at least what I'm hearing about. Sad that the previous regime was too lazy to build good cases against them. But they're now, and here we are now dealing with their wrongful imprisonment. So, complicated issue. On Tuesday, the Interior Ministry said that they discovered a network of hidden cameras and other surveillance equipment in Guldani Prison. It's not clear which officials or which agencies installed the equipment. According to the Interior Ministry's anti-corruption agency, which is doing the investigation, everyone who worked at the prison from 2006 to 2010 will be questioned. This will likely result in criminal charges. Justice Minister Teotsu Lukiani commented on Tbilisi City Court's rulings to release on bail many of the former high-ranking officials that have been charged with crimes. Quote, "At present, the court is in political opposition to the country's leadership. Earlier, it did not have such a stance, and it did not release defendants on bail," end quote. She also named names of judges she thinks are against them. Group of Georgian statesmen are planning to nominate BI and Irma Inashvili, head of the media union Objektivi, for the Nobel Peace Prize today for their work in spreading the prisoner abuse videos. However, the nomination, which was supposed to take place at the Tbilisi RIA Novosti press office, was postponed. Council of Europe Parliamentary Assembly adopted a resolution on media freedom in Europe. Two of the articles were about Georgia. Pace regrets BI's recent statement that he wishes to merge the public broadcaster with his wife's own Channel 9. Pace is concerned about the surprise financial inspection at the public broadcaster. Also is concerned about proposed changes to the law on broadcasting. MPs from the majority said that the resolution was adopted in this form because of UNM's connections. The new method of composition is as favorable to the current majority as the old one was to the UNM's back in the day. On Friday, Shalvin Natalashvili, the leader of the Labour Party, declared that his 100-day moratorium on his party's involvement in politics is over. According to Natalashvili, the only positive thing that happened in the country was the peaceful change of government, something unexpected for Misha. However, Natalashvili said nothing has changed since the elections. Quote, just the decorations have changed. Domestic and foreign policies remain the same, end quote. I really miss Shalva. I'm glad that he's back to liven things up. It's been kind of a boring 100 days because of that, right? Former security minister Valery Khaburdzhania and well-known Kagubezhniki said that he intends to return to Georgia from Moscow in order to found a pro-Russian party. Khaburdzhania noted that Georgian interests should coincide with those of Russia to promote peace and stability in the Caucasus. He believes that Russia should have full influence, and I quote, full influence in the Caucasus in exchange for returning South Ossetia and Abkhazia. Yesterday, an argument between President of the National Wrestling Federation, Luka Kurtanidze, Vice President Temur Kazarashvili, and a veteran sportsman escalated into a violent brawl at the offices of the GWF. Supposedly, Kurtanidze got into an argument with the other two when they refused to sign his decision to dismiss the whole staff of coaches. He later said they were drunk, but they weren't. Kazarashvili underwent a medical examination to prove that he had been beaten up. The Minister of Sports and other veteran sportsmen came to the Federation after the incident. On Tuesday, Misha spoke at the National Defense Academy in Gori, saying that there were discussions with the Ministry of Defense as to whether it would keep its military research technical center, Delta. Misha said that it would be a huge mistake if Georgia says no to its military industrial complex. In response, Deputy Defense Minister Zaza Broladze said that Misha was wrong. The Ministry of Defense has no intention to abolish Delta. Delta unites a number of factories, including the Tbilisi Aircraft Manufacturing, or TAM, which was taken over by the state in 2010, supposedly as part of the previous government's drive to develop domestic military production capability, although it didn't really do that over the 2 odd years that it controlled it. It supposedly manufactured infantry fighting vehicles, one called Lazika and an armed vehicle called Bidgori, but in reality they just assembled a couple of prototypes, so there wasn't really any military production going on, although there is a Georgian gun factory that has been set up quite recently. Last Tuesday, according to the Entrepreneurial Registry, the government officially registered the Agricultural Development Fund, and Gheorghe Managadze was appointed as its director. The fund's management is composed of 12 people. The chair is BI, and the vice chair is Agricultural Minister Dato Kirvalidze. Board members are Finance Minister Khaduri, Minister of Economy Kvitikashvili, Minister of Regional Development and Infrastructure Dato Narmania, Minister of Justice Teo Tzoulikiani, Minister of Environment Khatunu Gugoladze, Deputy Agriculture Minister Dato Galagashvili, Deputy Agriculture Minister Shalva Pipia, and Deputy Finance Minister Gheorghe Tabuashvili, and finally, MPs Dato Saganalidze and Gigla Agulashvili. Parliamentary minority has left the commission which deals with public discussions of constitutional amendments. MP Gheorghe Tevdoradze said, quote, we have made the decision to leave the commission since Georgian Dream is provoking tension and taking measures for political revenge. Working in the commission is senseless since the issue is not discussed, end quote. Hey, I mean, you know, I sympathize with them, but that's certainly how all of the discussions were around constitutional amendments over the last 9 years for anyone in the opposition. The Prison Ministry and Ministry of Justice signed a memorandum of cooperation on a joint rehabilitation resocialization program for convicts. The program will be implemented with social workers, psychologists, and other professionals from both ministries, as well as individuals from the NGO sector. Several more of the 18 new ambassadors that the parliament is going to approve have been named. Teto Japaridze, who was foreign minister under Chevy and Misha for a little while, gets the UK. Kahaha Imnadze, Shevardnadze's former spokesman, will head the mission to the UN. And Lado Chanturia, former head of the Supreme Court and justice minister under Shevardnadze, gets Germany. On Friday, minibus drivers went on strike, holding a protest rally in front of Tbilisi City Hall. Talks between minibus drivers and the Tbilisi minibus company ended several times without any results. The drivers of the minibuses demanded fewer daily hours, better working conditions, and the rehiring of fired drivers. Yesterday, the Tbilisi minibus company general director, Gigla Djabishvili, said that the company will employ new drivers if the strike doesn't end within 3 days. In response, the drivers demanded a meeting with Tbilisi Mayor Gigi Ugulava. Ugulava asserts that the drivers are influenced by representatives of the youth wing of the Georgian Dream Party and are therefore hostages in a political game. Yes, the Marshuka situation has been a real mess, as was the privatization of it several months ago under the old regime. Also relevant to this discussion and strikes in general is that there's a reworking of the labor code going on right now that is really very, very sort of pro-worker and really not so pro-employer and really designed for big businesses. AmCham's done some very good work on it, and everybody take a look at that if they get the chance or if you have interest in that regard. The family of the late Badri Patrakatsashvili confirmed the sale of the controlling share of beverage company Borjomi to the Russian investment conglomerate Alpha Group. Patrakatsashvili's widow, Ina Gudavadze, said that the conditions of the deal are confidential. Since the family will retain 37% of its shares, according to Gudavadze, the family will continue to participate in managing the company, since minority shareholder rights are so wildly respected in Russia and Georgia. Sergei Berezhnoi, deputy chairman of the Belgorod Arbitration Court, received head and arm injuries in Syria where he was supposedly volunteering for an independent news agency. He had surgery at a military hospital afterwards. According to media reports, he'd spent 5 years in Abkhazia as a reconnaissance officer. Primary and secondary school exit exams for 2012-13 will be conducted in two stages. The first stage starts on February 15th, ends on March 1st, and the second stage is May 20th to May 29th, 2013. The Ministry of Education has launched a new project on school accessibility, which aims to provide schools with buses for students who have to walk long distances to get to class. More than 9,000 students from 190 schools throughout Georgia will be provided with buses. Public school teachers, their salaries were increased by 70 lari. Now a teacher's basic salary is 313 lari a month, which is about $200. Teachers will receive their 13th salary at the end of 2013. The money will be return of their income taxes for the year. Heads of the Tbilisi Opera House and Rustaveli Theater, respectively, Dato Sakhvaralidze and Zal Chikobava, resigned. Sakhvaralidze confirmed that he had differences with the officials at the Ministry of Culture regarding the development of art and opera and was advised to submit his resignation and to take another position in the same theater. However, he rejected the offer. Conductor Gheorghe Giordania was presented as the new director on January 31st. Chikobava said that the main reason for his resignation was a disagreement between him and art director Robiko Studua, the talented director, racist, autocratic jerk, who will be appointed as theater manager as well. Journalist Dato Paichadze's dacha in the village Amlevi was robbed. He said that a whole row of houses were robbed on the same day. Evidently, the robbery took place, was reported, and then the next day, several other dachas along the same road in the same area were robbed or were burglarized. ISET's Consumer Confidence Index, as well as the expectations and present situation indices, receded after a temporary spike in optimism in the aftermath of the parliamentary elections in October 2012. CCI lost 6.8 percentage points in December 2012, which is the largest monthly change in the index since May 2012. After staying in positive territory for two consecutive months, the Consumer Expectation Index dipped below zero to negative 6.5% from 5.2% in November. The Present Situation Index also went down 15.7% from negative 15.7% from negative 13.8% in November. The overall CCI index and both expectations and present situation indices are now very close to their levels in August and September 2012. Elias State University's Center for Economic Research and Consulting reported that 57% of respondents prefer the hypermarket Goodwill, 33% prefer Carrefour, while 10% prefer no hypermarket. The center said that customers associate Goodwill with its comfortable environment and Carrefour with low prices. Geostat reported in 2012, 10 countries, Turkey, Azerbaijan, Ukraine, China, Germany, Russia, USA, Bulgaria, Armenia, and Italy accounted for 68% of the total of imports to Georgia. Imports from these countries amounted to 5.3 billion lari, an increase of 11% since 2011. The largest growth was in Japanese imports, which increased by 80%, followed by Italy, which saw a 47% increase. British Airways has unexpectedly decided to withdraw from the Georgian market. The airline declared that it's leaving Georgia because they weren't turning a profit. This is bad news. Well, supposedly Alitalia, too, but did those Rome flights ever happen? Did anybody ever take a Rome flight in Alitalia? If that was happening, it was only for a couple of months. Misha awarded the famous Georgian film director Eldar Shangalaya with the Order of Shine for his contribution to Georgian culture and cinematography. The award ceremony took place on Shangalaya's 80th birthday. If you have not seen Eldar Shangalaya's movies, like Unusual Exhibition and several others, see them. They're fantastic. Parliament's not in session this week. They should be back to work on February 5th. Remember, for free, up-to-date text message updates on Parliament, go to TI Georgia's website and get the text messaging service in English or in Georgian at parliament.transparency.ge/subscribe. This week's geocapital number is 6. The Georgian government plans to spend 6 times as much money on police services as prisons in 2012. It plans to. Recent article in New York Times, criminologist Lawrence W. Sherman is quoted as stating that the United States is the only country in the world that spends more on prisons than police. In England and Wales, police spending is twice as much as prisons, while in Australia it's 3 times as much. In Japan, it is 7 times as much. This week's Colga movies are tomorrow, Monday, and Wednesday, Project NIM, 2011. Movies are at 8 o'clock, Dom Kino, across from Rooster Valley Metro, and cost 7 lari. Steffi and 17 Radiators, a group show of photographs, video, and installation, is opening at the National Scientific Library on Saturday, February 2nd at 4 p.m. It will be open until February 10th. That's it for this week. My Twitter address is at TXTBUK. That's Tango, X-Ray, Tango, Bravo, Uniform, Kilo. Our email address is tabilpod@gmail.com or post to our active forum at www.tabilpod.com. And we will finish with Nina Simone, Feeling Good, from 1965.
How I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh.
feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life.